Jane's teacher had a large, clear glass vase that she and the kids referred to as the marble jar. She kept a bag of colored marbles next to the jar, and whenever the class was collectively making good choices, she would throw some marbles into the jar. Whenever the class was acting out, breaking rules or not listening, the teacher would take marbles out of the jar. If and when the marbles made it to the top of the jar, the students would be rewarded with a celebration party. As much as I wanted to pull Ellen close and whisper, "Not sharing with those girls is a great idea. That way they'll never hurt us, you, again," I put my fears and anger aside and started trying to figure out how to talk to her about trust and connection. As I was searching for the right way to translate my own experiences of trust and what I was learning about trust from the research, I thought, ah, the marble jar. Perfect. I told Ellen to think about her friendships as marble jars. Whenever someone supports you or is kind to you or sticks up for you or honors what you share with them as private, you put marbles in the jar. When people are mean or disrespectful or share your secrets, marbles come out. When I asked her if it made sense, she nodded her head with excitement and said, "I've got marble jar friends. I've got marble jar friends." When I asked her to tell me about it, she described four friends whom she could always count on, who knew some of her secrets and would never tell, and who told her some of their secrets too. She said, "These are the friends who ask me to sit with them, even if they've been asked to sit at the popular kids' table." It was such a great moment for both of us. When I asked her how her marble jar friends became marble jar friends, she thought about it for a minute and replied, "I'm not sure. How did your marble jar friends get their marbles?" After thinking about it for a while, we both started blurting out our answers. Some of hers were, "They keep our secrets. They tell us their secrets. They remember my birthday. They know who Oma and Opa are. They always make sure I'm included in fun things. They know when I'm sad and ask me why. When I miss school because I'm sick, they ask their moms to call to check on me."